On a cold day at Lambeau Field, these are our final thoughts. And where is your coat? What's at stake, Mike?
I say what's at stake is for the Packers to chalk up a win against a really good, high-quality team. Not to take anything away from that win in Miami, but if the season ended after Week 10, the only three teams the Packers have played that would be in the playoffs are the Seahawks, the Lions, and the Saints. Mm-hmm. Those are the Packers' three losses. They were all on the road. You get a quality team coming in here, a first-place team in the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles. It's time to win a game like this.
Yeah, but you know, you don't get extra points in the playoffs for having played good teams, having beaten good teams.
Oh, certainly.
Okay. Mike, everything from home field advantage for the playoffs to a playoff berth is at stake in this one. Hey, if these two teams were to not win their divisions, this game could decide the final wild card playoff berth.
Absolutely.
Mike, who's your player to watch?
I hate to be master of the obvious, but it's Clay Matthews. Mm-hmm. The Packers surprised the Bears with the move to Matthews inside on the rundowns. They lined him up outside on the passing downs. Clay Matthews is kind of the ongoing story for this Packers defense. We don't know how much he's going to be inside or outside or what exactly the game plan is against this up-tempo Philly offense, but this is, as you've mentioned in some of your writings this past week, potentially a season-changing move for the Packers defense.
Yeah, my player to watch is Brian Bulaga. He's having the best year of his career. Would you agree?
I think so.
Yeah, and he's up against Connor Barwin this week, and Connor Barwin is coming off a 3.5 sack performance against the Panthers.
Yeah.
He is one of the league leaders in sacks with 10.5 sacks, and he comes off, he's a rare player, a rare sack master that comes off a defense's left side. And Brian Bulaga is going to have his hands full on Sunday, and he's, I think, going to define Aaron Rodgers' pass protection. Mike, the Packers win if they hold LeSean McCoy under 100 yards rushing. And I say that because that would put the game into the hands of Mark Sanchez, the backup quarterback, against Aaron Rodgers, yeah, who will be playing at home, and I think that's a mismatch.
Yeah, I agree with you there, and I will say the Packers win if the defense, I'll stay on the defensive side, if the defense can avoid giving up the big play. I know the Packers didn't have Rodgers when Philadelphia came in here last year, and it was Nick Foles instead of Mark Sanchez, but three long touchdown passes, 55, 45, and 32 yards. The Packers did okay against this Philly up-tempo offense, except for those three big plays. They have to avoid those, and then I think the Packers win this game. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but stay with us on Packers.com during Sunday afternoon's game. For your quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog, Ask Vic Halftime will be there. Post-game press conferences live stream from head coach Mike McCarthy and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Ask Vic live post-game chat and all your post-game stories and videos. Thanks for watching, everybody, and I'm going to get my coat.